From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The 2018 Farm Bill extension expired on Monday, September 30th. Chad Smith has more on the impacts farmers are already feeling.
With no new farm bill in place after the 2018 farm bill deadline passed, there are already impacts on U.S. farmers and ranchers. Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, outlines some of the programs that went away.
Most of the impacts won't be felt until the new crop year, or for dairy producers, the impact will be felt beginning January 1st. But immediately, we will see several important animal health programs stop. Some USDA programs for noon beginning farmers and ranchers will not continue. But most importantly, there won't be any certainty for our growers who are already planning their 2025 crop year.
He says partisanship in the nation's capital is likely the biggest roadblock to getting a new bill done.
We have narrow margins in both the House and the Senate, and those narrow margins require bipartisanship, but we're not seeing a whole lot of that. And the presidential election cycle is only exacerbating that challenge. We're also seeing a lack of momentum, and the House Ag Committee tried to create momentum with a bipartisan markup, but we haven't seen any real action come out of the Senate.
Kiefer says farmers and ranchers and their bankers can't wait for Congress to kick the can even further down the road.
Those businesses, those farms are already talking about financing for the next year. And there's no certainty right now because Congress has not taken their responsibility in putting in place that safety net for growers to count on. And January 1 is not that far away. And starting January 1, producers, particularly in dairy, will no longer have a safety net on which to rely.
Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Chad Smith, Washington.
The Kansas State Wildlife Action Plan. More on that when we come back.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
The Kansas State Wildlife Action Plan is currently undergoing its 10-year comprehensive revision. The Kansas SWAP is a statewide plan for conserving and managing Kansas's most at-risk wildlife, plants, and their habitats. This 2025 revision will consider many of the changes Kansas and its wildlife have experienced since the 2015 plan. On October 9th, there will be a meeting at the Topeka Region 2 office and in Garden City on October 16th. If you're interested in contributing to this process, please attend one of these meetings. For more information, go to ksoutdoors.com/services/Kansas-SWAP. Next, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
Our fall calving season has just wrapped up with another successful year. I always hope for an uneventful calving season with mother cows not needing my assistance. This year, none of the cows required my assistance, but it was definitely an eventful season. My son's first bottle calf, Sunflower, has become a great cow and has proven to be an excellent mother. This year, my son and I discovered Sunflower and her new handsome red bull calf while checking the cattle one eve. The next morning, I went out again to check cattle, but couldn't find that little red bull calf anywhere. Instead, Sunflower was nursing another calf, a petite black heifer. I was a bit perplexed and amazed at the same time that Sunflower would allow a different calf to nurse, but I chalked it up to her being such a good mother. 2 days later, there was still no sign of that little guy. 4 days later, and I'd given up hope. 6 days later, my husband and son went out during the evening check. I received a text from my husband telling me they'd found the missing red bull calf. I quickly called to see where they'd found him. "Oh, he's alive," my husband giggled. I couldn't believe it. That old cow surely gave us a story to remember for a very long time.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.